Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Government convenes an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in wake of Operation Sindoor. Union Home Minister Amit Shah asks Lieutenant Governors and Chief Ministers to maintain strict vigil against anti-national propaganda on social media. Film and sports personalities hail Indian Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor against Pakistan. Ladakh hotels offer free stays to stranded tourists following cancellation of flights from Leh Airport. Sotheby's Hong Kong postpones auction of Piprahwa Buddhist relics following intervention by Government of India. And in cricket, India beat South Africa by 23 runs to set up a title clash with Sri Lanka in Women's Tri-Nation ODI series. And now the news in detail. Government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in the wake of Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, the leaders of different political parties will be briefed by the government on the operation. Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor and expressed pride at the armed forces' action against terrorists. The opposition had earlier extended its support for any action that the government takes in the aftermath of Pahalgam terror attack. Our correspondent has filed this report.
By launching strikes against terror camps in POK and Pakistan, India used its right to respond to attack on its soil. Operation Sindoor has sent a strong message to the world that India will not tolerate any terror attack, and the operation also demonstrated Narendra Modi government's zero-tolerance policy against terrorism. The Union Cabinet met yesterday, in which Prime Minister Modi hailed the armed forces for successfully conducting the operation and dismantling terror hideouts. By conducting Operation Sindoor, India lived up to the commitment that those responsible for the Pahalgam attack will be held accountable. The operation lasted 25 minutes and 9 terrorist sites in Pakistan and POK were destroyed in this retaliatory action. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the Lieutenant Governors and Chief Ministers of border states adjoining Pakistan and Nepal to keep strict vigil on anti-national propaganda by unwanted elements in social and other media platforms. Mr. Shah, while chairing a security review meeting in New Delhi, also directed them to take prompt action in coordination with state governments and central agencies. The Home Minister said that every effort should be made to maintain seamless communication and the security of vulnerable points should also be further strengthened. He asked the states to stop spreading unnecessary fear among the public and take steps to spread awareness among the people against rumours. Mr. Shah said that coordination between the local administration, army and paramilitary forces should be further enhanced. Talking to Akashvani News, Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra has said that Indian forces have given a befitting reply to Pakistan's sponsored terrorism.
Op Sindoor was launched by the three services, was the first integrated, measured, focused and responsible response against 9 terrorist camps or infrastructure, both in POK and Pakistan. It was a very well conducted operation wherein we were able to destroy the terrorist infrastructure which has been training their recruits, indoctrination and using them as a launch pad to spread terror in India. The precision strikes which were conducted by the Indian Armed Forces is commendable, praiseworthy. And let me assure you that the Indian Armed Forces are ready at all times, 24/7, 365 days, to give an appropriate and a devastating response in case the Pakistan Army does anything extraordinary in terrorism domain.
The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said the Pakistan Army resorted to unprovoked small arms fire across the line of control opposite the Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri and Akhnoor areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, and the Indian Army responded promptly and proportionately. In Ladakh, the stranded tourists whose outbound flights have been cancelled due to closure of Leh Airport following Operation Sindoor are being offered free accommodation during their unplanned stay in the region. Tourists who have checked out from the hotels or guest houses and are stranded in Leh can avail this relief gesture from the hospitality industry. Our correspondent has filed this report.
All the travel trades have come together to ease the difficult situation for the thousands of stranded tourists due to the cancellation of operation of all the scheduled flights to Leh sector following closure of Leh airport after Sindur operation. The stakeholder of Ladakh, under the banner of All Ladakh Hotel and Guest House Association, have announced their unified decision taken yesterday to express the support and care to the tourists during the unseen situation. Meanwhile, UT administration has opened Nimo Padum Darsha Road, one of the three axes to connect Ladakh with the rest of the country. Leh Hill Council Chief Executive Councillor Tashi Gelson, in a press conference, has said efforts are going on to reopen the Leh Manali National Highway in next 5 days to keep all the three axes to Ladakh remain open. Leh Srinagar National Highway is already open for traffic. Yangchen Dolma of Air News, Leh Ladakh.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Film and sports personalities have hailed the Indian Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor against Pakistan. Actors Akshay Kumar, Kangana Ranaut, Allu Arjun and Sunil Shetty praised the Indian Armed Forces for carrying out missile strikes in retaliation against the barbaric terror attack in Pahalgam that killed 26 civilians. More from our correspondent.
In a social media post, Akshay Kumar captioned, Jai Hind, Jai Mahakal. BJP MP Kangana Ranaut reiterated the government's zero-tolerance stance on terrorism. Allu Arjun said, May justice be served. Jai Hind. Sunil Shetty said, Terror has no place in the world. Filmmaker Shekh Kapoor said, India's response to the terror attack in Pahalgam shows the world how responsible and confident it is in itself. Prominent sportspersons Sachin Tendulkar, Gautam Gambhir, Harbhajan Singh, Suresh Raina, Bajrang Punia, Sakshi Malik and Devendra Jhajharia also hailed the Indian Army's swift and calibrated counter-strike. In a social media post, Sachin Tendulkar said, There is no room for terrorism in this world. Bajrang Punia, whose brother was killed in the Pahalgam attack, said Army has honored the sacrifice of his brother with courage and precision. Punia added that on national security, India must speak in one voice. Rajya Sabha MP and former cricketer Harbhajan Singh said, Operation Sindoor is Bharat's response to the brutal killing of our innocent brothers in Pahalgam. Jhulan Goswami described the strike with poetic brevity, precision, purpose, Pa, that's how India answers. Shikhar Dhawan shared a short clip captioned, Jo kaha tha, wo karke dikhaya. Justice is served. Bharat Mata ki jai. Mohammad Shami added, Indian Armed Forces turned adversity into a powerful fateh moment. Jai Hind. Olympic boxer Vijendra Singh kept it stirring and shot. Bharat Mata ki jai. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Culture Ministry has successfully secured the postponement of the auction of the sacred Piprahwa Buddhist relics by Sotheby's Hong Kong, which was scheduled for yesterday. The Piprahwa relics were excavated in 1898 by William Claxton Pepe. These comprise bone fragments of the historical Buddha, along with soapstone and crystal caskets, a sandstone coffer, and offerings such as gold ornaments and gemstones. An inscription in Brahmi script on one of the caskets confirms these are relics of the Buddha deposited by the Shakya clan. The majority of these relics were transferred to the Indian Museum, Kolkata, in 1899 and are classified as AA antiquities under Indian law, prohibiting their removal or sale. A portion of the bone relics was gifted to the King of Siam, while a selection of funerary gems retained by W.C. Pepe's great-grandson, Chris Pepe, was listed for auction. A high-level delegation led by Cultural Secretary held discussions with Sotheby's representatives on Tuesday. The delegation highlighted that the relics were not ordinary artifacts but held sacred significance for millions of Buddhists worldwide. Moving on to the world of sports, senior India women's cricket team booked their place in the Tri-Nation Series final with a spirited 23-run win over South Africa women in Colombo yesterday. We have a detailed report from Sports Desk.
The women in blue crushed the South African bowling attack by making 337 for 8 in 50 overs, using a fluent 123 by Jemima Rodrigues, who was also adjudged player of the match, and a solid 93 from Deepti Sharma. In response, South Africa women managed to score 314 for 7, ensuring a 23-run win for India. India will now look to carry their momentum into the title clash against host Sri Lanka on Sunday. Moving further, seasoned Indian batsman Rohit Sharma has announced retirement from Test cricket. The 38-year-old cricketer will continue to represent India in ODIs.
It's a huge honor and obviously the great feeling to be captaining India in all three forms.
So big cheer when he came out to bat. He's the local boy, Rohit Sharma.
If you really have to excel, you have to, you know, be more disciplined. And my focus is completely and purely have been on these particular things in the last few years.
In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated host Kolkata Knight Riders by 2 wickets in a last over thriller at Eden Gardens last night. Today, host Punjab Kings will face Delhi Capitals at Dharamshala from 7:30 p.m. In badminton, Indian shuttlers made a strong start to their campaigns at the Taipei Open Super 300, with several players advancing to the second round across categories. In men's singles, Kidambi Srikanth defeated his fellow Indian Sankar Subramanyam. Tharun Manepalli overcame Japan's Shogo Ogawa, while in women's singles, Unnati Hooda beat fellow Indian Anupama Upadhyay to move into the second round. With Mayur Jain, Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
In Khelo India Youth Games, Maharashtra continues to dominate in medal tally with all of 35 medals, including 13 gold. On the fourth day, Maharashtra players added several medals to the kitty with brilliant performances in archery, shooting and swimming. Rajasthan, which has clinched 16 medals with 9 gold, 3 silver and 4 bronze, is at the second position, followed by Karnataka. Karnataka has 19 medals bagged by its players, which include 6 gold, 10 silver and 3 bronze. Our Patna correspondent reports that a large number of medals will be up for grab at the Khelo India Youth Games today.
Khelo India Youth Games, a large number of medals will be at the stake today in swimming in categories of backstroke, freestyle and relay. Besides clashing for a medal in sepak takra, table tennis and shooting, youngsters of the participant states will give tough fights to each other in events of hockey, rugby, kabaddi and kho-kho. In martial arts Gatka Games, Punjab won 7 medals including 2 gold out of 21 medals decided yesterday. Through the events of Gatka, Bihar has bettered its position in medal tally by winning 9 bronze and 1 silver in this category. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall over east, west, central and northeast regions of the country during the next 4 to 5 days. IMD said light to moderate rainfall is expected in Maharashtra, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh till the 11th of May. The weather agency also forecast heavy rainfall in Gujarat and hailstorm over Uttarakhand today. IMD said that heat wave conditions are very likely in some parts of sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Bihar, Jharkhand during the next 5 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies today are full of headlines on India carrying out precision strikes on terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir under Operation Sindoor. Hindustan Times writes, Sindoor serves justice, while the Tribune writes, Pehelgam avenged. The paper adds, Jaish chief's 10 family members, 4 associates wiped out in strikes. The Pioneer quotes, India saying, thank you, PM Modi. India's Nari Shakti taking center stage at press briefing also gets noticed by the dailies today. The operation name and 2 women send a powerful message. H1B holders see a glimmer of hope in UK social security payouts deal, cites the Economic Times. Cabinet approves 60,000 crore scheme for upgrading ITI, setting up 5 skilling centres, notes the Indian Express. And finally, in a first for country and rare even abroad, cat having poor heart rate gets pacemaker, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government convenes all-party meeting in New Delhi today in wake of Operation Sindoor. Union Home Minister Amit Shah asks Lieutenant Governors and Chief Ministers to maintain strict vigil against anti-national propaganda on social media. Film and sports personalities hail Indian Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor against Pakistan. Ladakh hotels offer free stays to stranded tourists following cancellation of flights from Leh Airport. Sotheby's Hong Kong postpones auction of Piprahwa Buddhist relics following intervention by Government of India. And in cricket, India beat South Africa by 23 runs to set up a title clash with Sri Lanka in Women's Tri-Nation ODI series. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.